Hey, what is up, guys? Du here. Today's podcast, I want to talk to you about something that I believe to be extremely important, something that has definitely shaped a lot of, you know, how I studied English in the past and how I work most of my days. I want to talk about concentration and deep work, which is explained a lot deeper in the book Deep Work by Cal Newport. I believe it is a New York Times bestseller. Make sure to check that out. You can buy it, you know, if you're in Brazil or if you're in the US, whatever. You can get it from Amazon, or you can get your English copy. It's a great book. I highly recommend it, especially if you're serious about your work, if you work, you know, by yourself and you need to be very tight on schedule, you know. And specifically, I want to focus here a little bit more on how you can implement some of the things that he says to your, you know, English studying schedule, okay? So make sure you stick till the end, and I'll talk to you soon. All right, so to give you a basic overview of the book and what deep work is a concept that he brings to life, and he explains that deep work is actually a state of mind. It's a place, and it's a moment actually where you sit down, you know, for a few hours and you have no distractions whatsoever. You don't have, you know, your phone with you, you're not talking to other people, you don't have your computer, you know, making sounds, whatever. And it's a zero distraction moment. So he says, and he explains that a lot deeper in the book. I just want to cover the main idea, which is, he says that when you go into that state, you're able to work a lot better when it comes to your product. You know, the product of your work is much better, and you're able to do many more things much, much faster. So it's something that is extremely powerful, because you can get, you know, twice done in half the time. So it's something that I think you who's listening to this right now, you should implement into your life, not just your work, but also any other thing that you want to get done. You know, probably in your case as English and learning English. And the best way to absorb as much as possible is to do exactly that. So for example, let's put it into perspective. Let's say you want to learn, you know, by watching a couple of TV shows. That's how we're going to study for the day. Try to set your phone's notification to silent. So even though you are like watching a TV show, which is usually highly entertaining, and you're using your phone, for example, to discover and take notes, you know, about new words and stuff like that, make sure you don't have notifications coming in at, you know, all the time. And make sure you don't have other people talking to you while you're doing that. Because even though to your brain that's something entertaining, that's something super cool, you are learning, you know. And I believe that is basically the best way to learn. So make sure that when you're doing that, even though it's something, like I said, entertaining and all that, make sure that you're focused. You're focused on absorbing new words and learning new words and expressions, and making sure you really, really understand them, and so that way you can remember them later when you need to use them. So being focused, if you're gonna sit down and, you know, watch a video and take notes and all that stuff, make sure that you don't have your phone buzzing all the time, you know, making sounds and notifications coming in, and Instagram, Twitter, all of those things. Because even though it may be a 5 second, you know, distraction, the time that you spend looking at your phone and coming back and then focusing, sometimes it's something, you know, that gets you thinking. So you need to refocus all over again, right? So those 4 or 5 seconds, they actually become, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 minutes sometimes, because you gotta, you know, refocus. So like he says, and how he explains in the book, make sure that you're focused and you got nothing else distracting you. Now, this is really hard, especially nowadays when we have just so many interesting things to look at. I myself, you know, sometimes I'm working and I put some YouTube video on the background, you know, or something like that. It happens. But when I really need to get stuff done, when I really need to, focus and sit down. And usually when I have to do some creative work, you know, something like that, I really need to shut off any distractions. Just be in silence and think. And English, like I said many times before, is a complex skill, right? It's not something like you learn in, you know, a week or two. It's something that takes time. It takes a couple of years to become fluent, you know. And as you go higher and higher, as I say, in the scale, as you get better and better, you have more things. How can I say that? You have more challenging things. You know, when you're starting out, like, you learn things every day, right? Basically, every video or every class you watch, you learn something, be it expression or, you know, whatever, a new word. But when you are more advanced, you gotta pay more attention in order to learn things. It's not just any YouTube video that is going to teach you a new word, for example. You gotta really look for those things. So it becomes, in a sense, a lot more challenging. So you need to pay even more attention, okay? So to just try to make sure that your brain is as focused as it can be. And then once you're extremely focused, you know, something that would take you maybe, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes, you can literally do that in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, right? Because you have more firepower. Your brain understands that that's important. So it's going to spend as much energy as it needs to get that done. And that is, like I said before, extremely important. So that's the point that I wanted to bring you today in this episode. So you can practice your English and you can also understand this really powerful concept. Apply that to your life and you're going to see how you're going to start to be able to do twice as much in half the time. Not in every single area, but at least in English learning areas. And in some of the stuff you have to do in your work, you know, whatever, you're going to be able to do a lot better. It's probably cliche nowadays, and you probably heard that many times before, you know, people talking about distraction, being in a distracted world. But if you don't believe me, buy this book. It's called Deep Work, once again. It's by Cole Newport. And I promise you, if you do apply those things, it's going to change your life. For the better, for the better. Okay? Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm really happy you're here. I'm happy you can practice your English with me. And I just want to say thank you very much. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and on Facebook too. And you can also go to my website and make sure you check all the stuff that I have there for you to learn more and more English. All right? So I will see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.